Catholic bishops in the Philippines yesterday called for resistance to a wave of apparent executions by police and vigilantes. In a pastoral letter read out at Mass, the bishop said not speaking out on the matter is tantamount to complicity. Alistair Wanklin has more.
In their pastoral letter, the Philippine bishop said while there is a drugs problem that needs to be faced, the enormous death toll is unacceptable. Many people are killed not because of drugs, the bishops wrote, and those who kill them are not brought to account. The bishops added, an even greater concern is the indifference of many to what is going on. To keep silent in front of evil is to be an accomplice, they said. There have been more than 7,000 recorded killings in only 7 months since Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte launched a campaign against drug pushers and users. There have been reports of bounties paid to police officers who kill, and last week human rights campaign group Amnesty International accused police of hiring contract killers.
One killing is a killing too many. We have 7,000.
Amnesty campaigner Wilmer Papa went on to urge the International Criminal Court to investigate. President Duterte responded, calling the amnesty campaigners naive. He said the killings are not random but warranted. In their letter, the bishop said Philippine officials have no right to take away life, as they are God's steward and not the owners of life. They added, corruption is a serious problem among police and judges. They said one reason for the spread of lawlessness is the slow pace of court cases. And in this, they said, often it's the poor who suffer most. Last week, the Philippine National Police Chief announced a pause in the anti-drugs campaign, citing a need to drive out corrupt officers. But he suggested the war on drugs would then resume, unabated. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin reporting.